Before we hop into the episode, I'm going to ask you for one favor. If you listen to Founders Journal on Apple Podcasts, smash the follow button. And if you listen to it on Spotify, you can smash the follow button too. This way, every time a new episode comes out, you'll be the first to know. Also, if you have any friends, coworkers, or fellow business builders that you think would benefit from the podcast, tell them about it. Invite them to the party. Now, on to the show. What's up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and executive chairman of Morning Brew. Welcome back to Founders Journal, my personal audio diary, where I give you, the business builder, the tools you need to think better in order to build better, whether that's building a business, a team, or a new product. Today, I'm talking about the heir to Jeff Bezos's throne. That's right. There's a new sheriff in town at Amazon. Let's hop into it. Today is the first day in nearly 26 years that Jeff Bezos doesn't sit atop the helm of Amazon as its founder and CEO. In early 2021, Jeff Bezos announced that he'd be stepping down from his role to focus on charity and his rocket company, Blue Origin, and Andy Jassy, who's an Amazon vet, would be taking over as CEO in his place. Well, today is Jassy's day one, and I think there's so much we can learn from his tenure at Amazon and the business that he built inside of it. Andy Jassy is an Amazon lifer, joining the company in 1997, the same year that Amazon IPO'd. When Jassy joined Amazon, he was part of a wave of business school grads looking to get into tech right before the dot-com bubble. You know, today's equivalent feels like loads of grads that are taking an interest in and diving into the world of blockchain and crypto companies in hopes that this new technology will create a similar societal ripple effect to the early days of the internet. At this point in time, Amazon was still focused exclusively on its e-commerce book business and not exploring any of the business lines that Amazon absolutely dominates today. And from his first day at Amazon, Andy Jassy was tasked with thinking about what could be possible in the future versus what the company was already doing at the time. Andy's first job after leaving Harvard Business School was in Amazon's small marketing department, where he was tasked with figuring out what Amazon should sell beyond books, which was the company's first offering. Jassy focused on Amazon's entrance into music. He wrote a plan for this new line of business, and he ultimately led the team of engineers, musicians, and journalists that made up the music team. It was on the Amazon music team that Jassy demonstrated one of the core beliefs of Jeff Bezos, which is that to be successful, you must work long, hard, and smart. And it made me think about a recent essay I read by, you know, the well-known VC Paul Graham, where he highlighted this similar sentiment to Bezos. And the line that he said was, "One thing I know is that if you want to do great things, you'll have to work very hard." It almost feels silly of me to share, you know, this little piece of wisdom. But as we all look to level up in our careers, there's no advice more tried and true, no advice more effective if we actually follow it than working really, really hard and really smart for a really long period of time. And Andy Jassy is just yet another example of this. So bringing it back to Andy's early career at Amazon, he spent a few years on Amazon Music and then was asked by Jeff Bezos to be his shadow. Shadowing was basically an 18-month chief of staff role that Bezos awarded to the most promising managers at Amazon. During this time, Jassy followed Bezos around, he sat in on meetings, and he acted as a sounding board for the young CEO. And something that I read that was interesting about Jassy is a lot of people in the early days of Amazon were afraid to tell it how it was to Bezos. They were afraid of pissing him off. They were afraid of saying things that may have been contentious or created tension with Jeff. But Jassy became known as someone who was a straight shooter, who would tell Jeff exactly what he was thinking, even it would piss Jeff off. This point in Andy Jassy's career is yet another great lesson for us to reflect on. The chief of staff role has become an increasingly popular title in the world of tech, where young, hungry, professionals become their CEO's apprentice slash assistant in hopes of getting a unique point of view of a business's inner workings. And from my experience in the startup world for the last 6 years, chief of staff roles can go really well or really poorly. And that's because a chief of staff role is basically an outsized bet on an individual person, unlike many other roles in business. Typically, when you take a role in a job, yes, your manager matters, but you're also taking a bet that the skill you're learning is going to be valuable over time. Whereas for chief of staff, it's less about learning a specific skill, and it's more about learning how an individual person looks at the world. And luckily for Jassy, being Bezos' chief of staff was probably the best bet on an individual you could make if you wanted to think about business in a more sophisticated way. The best case scenario as a chief of staff is that you end up working for someone who thinks very differently, yet clearly about the world, and who genuinely wants to invest time and energy in you. Given Jassy's trajectory at Amazon, it's pretty clear that Bezos provided both of these things to him. But there's something else that Jeff Bezos did. Not only did he bring on some of the most promising managers at Amazon as his shadows or chief of staffs, but he also gave them a ton of autonomy, and he also tasked them with some of the most important projects at the company. And there was no project more important to Amazon in 2003 at the time when Andy Jassy was shadowing Bezos as the tech infrastructure problem that Amazon was dealing with. Sounds boring, it's a mouthful, but tech infrastructure was a huge problem for the business. What was happening is new initiatives at Amazon, as the company was relentlessly focused on e-commerce and on retail and serving its customers, new initiatives were getting bogged down. And the problem was, as developers and engineers at the company were trying to build new things, adding new developers was not the solution to the problem. Their technology was really cumbersome. Things were taking a ton of time to launch, and Amazon was looking for a way to pursue new projects in a faster, more flexible, and more streamlined way, and they didn't have the answer. Ultimately, Jeff Bezos and Andy Jassy believed if they could find the answer to this problem, not only could they solve it for Amazon, but they could end up solving it for other companies as well. So in 2003, Andy Jassy left his shadow job to work on a project that would end up consuming the next 18 years of his life. Imagine that. Imagine you're in a company that you didn't start, and you're tasked with working on a project, and you end up spending nearly two decades on that same exact project. These days, that is so unheard of, but it's such an important reminder. We live in an age of far more job switching, job flexibility than ever before. And I'm sure there's a lot of reasons for that, right? There are more opportunities in the world of remote work. There's more flexibility. It may make strategic sense for a lot of people to switch jobs quickly for faster career trajectory. But at the end of the day, if you continue to find the work you do to be fresh, enjoyable, and challenging, you like the people you work with, and you leverage some of your best skills, and you make enough money to pay for your life, staying in one place for a long time isn't a bad thing at all. And that's exactly what Andy Jassy had at Amazon after Bezos tasked him with this really difficult problem. The project he started working on was ambitious enough and dynamic enough that dedicating his life's work to it was worth it. The project was AWS, or Amazon Web Services, a business that now does $55 billion a year in revenue and is responsible for 63% of Amazon's entire operating profit as a company. A simple idea that started with 57 people to solve a problem that Amazon had itself, where Amazon would be its own first customer with Andy Jassy leading the charge, is now one of the largest businesses in the world, period. I hope you've enjoyed learning about Andy Jassy. And for a 1-2 punch to this episode, I'm going to be breaking down Amazon Web Services from launch to where it is today and the lessons we can learn from it next episode of Founders Journal. send an email to alex@morningbrew.com or DM me on Twitter @businessbarista if you have any questions, feedback, or ideas for the show. Thanks so much for listening to Founders Journal. And if you enjoyed, please let others know who you think would enjoy the show as well. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next episode.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.